etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabijallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Azzawajal. Once again, we're here presenting the program, Islamic Etiquettes. In this program, we hear about the beautiful teachings of Islam. In the religion Islam, where there is an order of respecting the prophets and angels, the command of respecting Ahl Bayt and the Holy Companions is also given. And Alhamdulillahi Azzawajal, this is our identity, the identity of the creed of Ala Hadrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, that we remember Ahl Bayt wholeheartedly and love them. We also remember the Holy Companions with happiness and love. These are the blessed personalities who associated with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the thing which gets an association with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the most beloved to us. In the last program, we heard about the brilliances, the fazail of the Holy Companions alayhim ridwan. In today's program, inshallah, we are going to listen to the teachings which were given about the respecting and honoring Ahl Bayt. In addition to this, we will listen to their fazail, their brilliances as well. But before proceeding to the topic, let's listen to the excellence of reciting Durood upon the Holy Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the final Prophet of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "Recite Durood upon me, because your recitation of Durood upon me is expiation for your sins." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. While stating the purity and brilliance, meaning fazail of Ahl Bayt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Ahzab, verse number 33, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman, Allah wills only to remove every impurity from you, O people of the house of the Prophet, and make you absolutely pure by cleansing you. In this verse, first of all, Ahl Bayt means the blessed wives of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because the entire discussion before and after is about them. Whereas the Lady of Paradise, Sayyidatuna Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Hasanayn Karimain radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, being in Ahl Bayt is also proven. Mufti Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala, after mentioning this verse in his book Sawanih-e-Karbala, stated the opinion of scholars about Ahl Bayt, where the blessed wives are included in Ahl Bayt, those who have a relation with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in other words, his descendants are also included in Ahl Bayt. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "A person cannot be a perfect Muslim until he loves me more than himself, loves my offspring more than himself, loves my family more than himself, and loves me more than himself." A sahabi, a holy companion, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, states that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam praised Allah Almighty before us and then advised us, "I'm leaving two things amongst you. First is the book of Allah Almighty, which contains guidance and light. You should hold fast to the book of Allah Almighty." Then he motivated us to follow the book of Allah Almighty. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam further said, "My Ahl Bayt, I warn you of Allah Almighty regarding my Ahl Bayt." In one narration, it is mentioned that the one who followed the book of Allah Almighty remained on guidance, and the one who gave it up became misguided. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "My Lord Azza wa Jal has promised me about my Ahl Bayt. Whoever from them acknowledges my oneness," in other words, he believes that I am only one and have no partner, and has faith in my messenger and believes that the ruling of Sharia are truthful, should be given the message that Allah Almighty will not punish him. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that love Allah Almighty because He gives you sustenance, and to attain the love of Allah Almighty, love me, and to attain my love, love my Ahlul Bayt. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, O offspring of Hashim, indeed, I pray to Allah Almighty for you to make you brave, valiant, and kind-hearted, and pray to Him to show the path to those amongst you who are misguided, and to grant you peace from those who scare you, and to feed the hungry ones amongst you, till they are full. I swear by the one in whose power my soul is, none of them can become a perfect Muslim until he loves you because of my love. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has said that the first to reach my pond of Kawthar will be my Ahl Bayt. In another hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, the example of my Ahl Bayt is like the Ark of Nuh. The one who boarded it got salvation, and the one